And let's do what he tells us to do.
Yes, amen.
God bless you.
Well, I want to say it's certainly good to be here this evening. And I hope and pray everybody had a wonderful time at the house of the Lord this morning.
Yes, amen. Yes,
I've had a wonderful time all week.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Not just at church, but at home. I hope and pray you feel God at home as much as you feel in the church.
Yes.
If you only feel in the church, I'm afraid you may be living off of somebody else.
Yes, God bless the church.
It's personal with me.
Yes.
Brother Dean, he goes to work with me.
Yeah.
The brother read it back there, and it couldn't be written no better. He rises with me, and he knows my down goings. He's with me always.
Yes.
I'm so thankful. It's good to see everybody out, and I'm glad I don't know the majority of you. I am certainly glad of that. And if you know while we're here, pray for it. Pray for it. I think the more of God's saints they could get together, it'd be a whole lot harder for a lost one to set the middle. I hope you didn't come to hear this guy. He's just a man. At his very best state, God, I made a drunkard out of him. But God forgave that man, buried him, covered him, and brought me to who I am today. And what he done for me, he can also do for you. Y'all be much in prayer for the service. If you got your Bibles, turn with us over to 2 Samuel. 2 Samuel, the 19th chapter of 2 Samuel. You're in here lost tonight. You know it. You don't have to have me or any of these other men to tell you. You know it. You're uncomfortable right now because you're around God's children.
That's right.
You're around God's children, but you're in the best place. You're in the hands of the lovingest, kindest mother you're ever going to meet on earth.
Yes.
That's the church of a true and a living God. But listen, as we read, I'm going to read a good portion of this. And I'm going to start in the 8th verse. And I want you to pay very close attention to how this is worded. It says, "Then the king arose." That preach all this home. "Then the king arose and sat in the gate. And they told unto all the people, saying, Behold, the king does sit in the gate. And all the people came before the king, for Israel had fled every man to his tent. And all the people were at strife throughout all the tribes of Israel, saying, The king saved us out of the hand of our enemies, and he delivered us out of the hand of the Philistines. And now he has fled out of the land for Absalom. Of an Absalom whom we anointed." Get that. Or listen to how it's written. "An Absalom whom we anointed over us is dead in battle. And now therefore, why speak ye not a word of bringing the king back?" And King David sent to Zadok and Abiathar the priest, saying, "Speak unto the elders of Judah, saying, Why are ye the last to bring the king back to his house? Seeing the speech of all Israel come to the king, even to his house. Ye are my brethren, ye are my bones and my flesh. Wherefore are ye the last to bring back the king? and say unto him, and said, art thou not of my bone and of my flesh? God, do so to me. And more also, if thou be not captain of the host before me continually in the room of Joab. And he bowed. And he bowed the heart of all the men of Judah, even as the heart of one man, so that they sent word unto the king, return thou and all thy servants. So the king returned and came to Jordan, and Judah came to Gilgag to go to meet the king, to conduct the king over Jordan. And Shimei and the son of Gera, Benjamite, which was, I can't pronounce that, hastened to come down with the men of Judah to meet King David. And there were 1,000 men of Benjamin with him, Ziba the servant of Saul, and his 15 sons and 20 servants with him. And they went over Jordan before the king, and there went over a ferry boat to carry over the king's house a hold to do what he thought good. And Shimei the son of Gera fell before the king. Hey, listen. As he was come over Jordan, and said unto the king, let not my lord. Hear me, lost man. Hear me. Let not my lord input iniquity unto me, neither doest thou remember that which thy servant did perversely. The day that my lord the king went out of Jerusalem, that the king should take it to heart, for thy servant doeth know, thy servant doeth know that I have sinned. You can be seated. He said, thy servant doeth know that I have sinned. And now for just a second, I want to have a conversation with whoever in here is lost. I just want to talk to you a minute. I want you to understand something. When you was a child, you had that portion of faith in you. You were protected. You believed God. You believed that your parents were superheroes. But as you grown up, you started letting outside information come in. And you started letting it dictate your life. And when you let that was on the outside in, you let that which was on the inside out. Hey, listen, I'm taking my time. I understand that this evening. I want you to know there is something that God wants in your life today. He's going back to His house where He lives. I want you to get that in your heart. But here we got King David, and he had fled the city of Jerusalem for Absalom. Yep. How many times has the good Lord had to flee out of them little innocent souls because Absalom moved in?
Yeah,
you hear what I'm telling you? You come up, you were safe, you were not saved. You were safe. You got to be lost to get saved. Yeah. And when you let that Absalom come in, and you consider his counsel greater than that of God, he become your Lord.
Yes, sir. Amen. Bless him.
He become your Lord. And now you're living under the authority of Absalom. When God has an anointed king over your house.
Amen, David. Yeah, brother. Bless you. Bless you. Yeah,
you hear what I'm saying?
Bless you, God.
You hear what I'm trying to tell you? Churches, pray. God's talking to somebody.
Yes.
I want you to know tonight. Absalom come in
And you know what was so terrible? Absalom was the creation of David. He was his son. You know what was so sad? That David did not want Absalom to die. You'll even find where he said, Absalom, I would that God would have let me die for you. So here's the problem. You think because God drove Adam out of the garden that Adam was separated from God? The problem was that God was separated from Adam.
Yes.
Amen. That's right, David. Amen. God would not sit in the presence of Adam because Adam would have died. God said when God walked in and spoke at him, he killed the sacrifice and he made an atonement right there for Adam and dressed Adam in that sacrifice. And God had a problem because he found that he loved also had that he hated. And God had to figure something out. And I want you to know when he drove Adam out, it read God's heart.
Yes, sir. Bless him, Lord.
He had complete fellowship with man. God did. God made Adam in his image. He had complete fellowship with man. But listen, when he drove him out, I read the Bible. It was all the way to Seth. And it said that when Eve had Seth, that men began to call on the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Holler! Father! Afar off. We call, and we call, and we call, and we call, generation after generation. We called, and we called, and then one day, after a while, a salutation come to a virgin in Bethlehem, Judea, and the answer, I come, that said the call for many years ago.
Amen. Yes, sir. Bless it. Yes.
Oh Lord God. Listen, God. Absalom was the image of David. David did not want him killed, but he turned everybody against David, and he went against his father. And you know what David did? He walked. He said, get all my people and let's get out of this city. Let's he come in here and destroy it with a sword. And David, being the rightful king, left. God being God, left your presence because he would have killed you if he would have stayed.
Yeah.
He would have destroyed you if he would have stayed. And what happened? You got Absalom. He starts building his name. Ain't that what we do? We start building our name, our character, what we've done. Look how it is. Look how I've done that. Not realizing without the breath of God, we can do nothing.
Amen. Yes.
Listen, so what did David do? He humbled himself.
Yes.
Yep. He humbled himself.
Amen.
And what did he do? He covered his head. And he took off his shoes. And he got his people. And he bowed his head. The king walking out of the city, humiliated and humbled down.
a weeping and a wailing. The city was weeping. As the king was leaving the city, it was weeping. I want you to know something. There was a king greater than David. I come down and he chose to humble himself. And when they led him out of the city, he was humbled down. He took my shame, your shame, to keep from killing you. He chose to walk. The Bible said that David went up by the Mount of Olives as he ascended up to the top of Mount of the Lord, ascended up Golgotha, and he crowned out up there on Calvary. Listen, shed ashamed, stripped of everything for me and you.
Yes.
So he could call a stranger a son. He took my drunkenness, my drug abuse, everything I've ever done in my life. He put that on his back. There was a shot there for me. As he went up through there, the elect lady was a weeping and a wailing as they was leading him up for that cross. And I want you to understand, he chose to do that because he told them, I could call on my father. And 12 legions of angels would come down here. But if that would have happened, then you'd have died.
Yes, sir. Amen.
We'd have died.
Yes,
we'd have died. David loved Absalom and he said, I'm getting out of the city lest it be destroyed.
Amen.
And he charged them with a great charge that they should lay a hand upon his boy.
Amen.
Listen, they did it anyway. But Jesus chose to die for us that we can live.
Yes.
Amen.
Praise his name.
Abraham met Melchizedek, the king of Salem. And he, what did he do? That was the first communion you're going to find in the Bible. He communed with him. A king, no beginning of days, no end of days. A priest of God, a high priest of God. But listen, met him in Salem. Once you come home, that's Jerusalem. But there was a high priest walked into the city of Jerusalem. There was a man come into that town who was fixing to make an offering unlike any that had been done.
That's right. Bless you, Lord.
Unlike any that had been done. Wow. For an old drunk boy lives on 2,000 times the Creek Road. He's seen that he was slipping. What did Isaiah say? He said, I see that you're in agreement with hell, and I see your contract with death, but I'm going to disannul it.
Yeah.
I want you to know that God took my contract that I had with hell. The devil thought he had me on my way to hell. And Jesus walked up on Calvary, and he nailed it to the post and said, I disannul this contract.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen. Oh, amen.
Bless you. Bless
you. You know he done that for you.
Amen.
The shame he bore.
Oh, God.
To keep from destroying his creation.
Yes. Amen.
The shame he bore. As David went walking out of that city, he come by over there at one of them other cities, and they come out cursing him and throwing stones at him. And one of his mighty men said, let me go take that dog's head. He said, no, no. He said, let him speak in my own house. That's cursing him. Let him speak unto the Lord. I want you to know that you might have cursed God your whole life, but there'll come a time if you'll call unto him when he's near, he'll listen like a father.
Amen, Davis.
The Bible says, whatever I do, against the Son of Man shall be forgiven me.
Yeah.
Whatever I do, whatever I say, the only thing that you need to be careful of is when you go talking about the Holy Ghost.
A serious business.
Yes, they tried to tell him that he was casting out in the power of the devil. And he told him, no, a house divided, I can't stand.
Yes.
Which also means you can't live in the world and for God.
That's right. Amen, brother.
You're going to love one and despise the other.
Right.
You either going to love being here tonight or wishing you was at the house.
Yes.
That's the only way there is about it.
Preach. Amen.
I want you to know. But listen, as we come down, the Lord took the humility of mankind. It wasn't just mine. I don't know how many people's in here, but every person in here probably can't remember every sin in your life. Just in this room alone, it's probably innumerable. We couldn't count it.
That's right. Amen.
We couldn't count it.
Amen.
That was laid.
Yes.
On his shoulder.
Yes.
You were laid upon his shoulder.
Amen, brother.
You were put there on his back when they stretched him out and took that cat of nine tails and whacked him. It was for me and you.
Amen.
For me and you.
Yes.
Because we listen to the counsel
yeah.
of the world.
Yeah.
You remember it? When you was little, you believed in God, believed He could do anything. There was nothing that bothered you. People would make you mad. You got over it real quick. And then you started hearing outside sources saying, well, you ain't got to do that. You don't have to do that. You don't need to believe this. What was the devil telling Eve in the beginning? No, it ain't going to be that way. God does know that if you eat this, that your eyes is going to be open. And then we rise up that Absalom in us that we know more than that which is down in us.
Yes.
We know more than him. And when we do that, we run him out of our home. And he's out. He's run out. He went out, but he come back. I want you to know. He come back. And what does the Bible say? He said, behold, I stand at the door, and I knock. And if any man would open the door to me, I'd come into him, and I'd sup with him, and him with me.
Amen.
Oh, glory to God. What was the first line I read? Hey, what was it? That shame wasn't the end. That shame was not the end. It said, then the king arose.
Amen.
And came to the gate. We've been all over that gate all week, ain't we? I want you to know something about the gate. He didn't have to go to the gate. He is the gate. He rose up. He swung wide the gate and said, whosoever will, let him come. Back in them times when the king stood by the gate, it means he had something to tell the people. He had a proclamation to make. And it was told throughout the whole camp of Israel. The king, he's at the gate. The last they heard is that he was weeping and mourning in his house over the death of his son. But the king, he's at the gate. The king is at the gate. Get out of your tent. Get out of your house. Go out to meet the king.
Yes.
He's at the gate.
Yes.
He's at the gate.
Yes.
What is the proclamation of the church? What do you proclaim to this world? He's alive! He's risen! He's not dead! All these gods the world trying to worship are dead! But He's alive! How do I know He's alive? He's living in His house.
Yes.
He made that on the tabernacle, did you know? They formed him a wall, formed him a roof, made him a good foundation, formed it all out. He does not realize he made the whole earth as a house to put that house to survive.
Yes.
He made it and then he reached down and kissed it and it became just as God alive.
Yes.
The devil offered them everything they already had.
Yeah.
Adam was dead. But by the kiss of God, he's alive.
Yes.
The hand of God formed him. But it was the breath of God that made him alive.
Yes.
Listen, you've handled of the Word. You've been touched by people that has handled of the Word. But until you come up here and get spiritually born again, you're still dead. But without Him, you can quote me the New Testament, the Old Testament, but you must be born again. The king's at the gate. The king's at the gate. That's a place of speech. That's a place where you proclaim out to the people. All the people were fled into their house, scared to death, because the one they've been serving's dead. And they're trying to figure out what the king's doing. I want you to know something. Jesus come home, bled, and died to cast the devil out of your life.
Yes.
Amen.
And you're at your house trying to figure out what's going on.
Amen.
What's going on?
Yeah.
Why can't I get comfortable? I'm scared if I go that way or if I go this way. Which way should I choose? What do I do? And then you hear something. Hey, did you hear the king's at the gate?
Yeah.
The king's at the gate.
Yes.
He's got something to say.
Yeah.
What did he say? What was it that he said? Told him. He said, and the people came before the king, for all Israel fled. And he's like, how long before you call for the king to come back to his house?
Yeah.
How long? How long are you going to stay in the filth?
Yeah.
How long are you going to live miserably? How long are you going to try to get yourself hid in your house?
Yeah.
Friend that no one sees you.
Yeah.
How long are you going to put up with it? All it is, the depressions, all that you have, the turmoil in your life. There's no peace. There's no joy. How long are you going to do that? Be without love. Be without compassion. Be without the touch of someone that cares. How long are you going to keep yourself separated? How long are you not going to believe the report God gave of His Son? How long are you not going to listen to the testimony of the Mother Church? How long?
God heals.
Amen.
That's right.
Yes.
It was several years for this boy. Several years. I thought I had it all under control. But every chance the Mother Church got, she passed by and said, hey, the king's at the gate.
Yes.
The king's at the gate. He's waiting for you to meet him at the door. He's at the gate. It's not a proclamation for you.
Yeah.
Why should you die?
Yes.
Why should you die?
Not
here. Seeing the King arose.
Yeah.
And I ain't talking about right here. I want you to know where the gate's sitting at. He's on the right hand of the power on high.
Yeah.
A gate. And you say, preacher, he's just sitting there. How's he a gate? He's an intercessor.
Yes,
what is an intercessor?
Yeah.
It's a gateway between two points.
Right.
They get the information back and forth.
Yes.
The King is at the gate.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Well, glory to God. When I call out, I know he's at the gate.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Amen.
I've got an intercessor today.
Yeah.
You do too.
Yes.
And I'm just here to tell you the King has arose and is at the gate.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Yes, brother.
Amen. Yes.
And all he wants to know, he's a hollering out, how long?
Yes.
How long?
Yeah.
Before you'll send for the King to come to his house?
Yes.
How long?
Yeah.
Seeing the word of all Israel. Seeing the word of all the saints. Hearing the testimony of the church. How long before you sent for the King? You are so surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses right here tonight that he makes a difference in you. The King's at the gate.
Yes, amen.
The King's at the gate.
Yeah.
Whosoever will.
There you go.
Yes, folks.
He started speaking to Judah. He started speaking to Israel. He started speaking to the priests.
Yeah.
He said, listen, get me back in everywhere I'm supposed to be.
Yeah.
How long are you going to try it without me? How long are you going to try serving God without me? How long are you going to try to play with this without me? I'll let the King back his house.
Amen.
Yes.
Week after week, day after day, sacrifices was made and God wasn't nowhere near it.
That's right.
He's seen one. By one man's sin, many become sinners.
Yeah.
By one man's righteousness, many, brother.
Yeah.
I'm not righteous because I preach.
No.
I'm not righteous because I go to church.
Or
that I pastor church.
Yeah.
You know how you're righteous? I died out.
Yes.
I died out.
Amen, brother.
It's that King. Lord, my King.
Amen, Davis.
Come back to my house. And when I stood up, he was at the door. He's at the gate. And he's been there the whole time.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Since then.
Amen, brother. Praise his name.
How long? How long are you not going to believe? I don't know what church you're from. I don't know who you are. I'm going to tell you this. You've been told, you've heard about it.
Yeah.
About a man called Jesus.
Yeah.
You've heard Knox. You've heard testimonies. You've heard witnesses. You've heard men of God preach.
Yes, bro.
Only thing you need to do is move.
Amen.
Meet the King at the gate.
Yes.
Meet the King at the gate. What did he say? Hey, he said, hey, don't you know I'm of your flesh?
Yeah,
and I'm of your bone?
Yeah,
you're my brethren?
Yeah, brother.
Then why are you the last to bring the King back to his didn't come in some godly form of man. He come as a man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He put on flesh and blood so he could walk just like me and you. He could talk like me and you. He could be hungry. He could be thirsty. He could be tempted at every point like me and you are. But listen, he was perfect in all his ways. Understand that. Where we fell, he rose to the occasion.
Yes.
Hello?
Macy.
Yes, my brother.
Listen, that night at an altar, I said, the King, I said, Lord, my King, come home. Come home.
Amen.
And I said, the King rose again. Rose up again. And he was headed somewhere.
Yes.
He was headed to Jordan. When I got up out of that altar, brother, and that drunken man was buried in that altar and rose up a new creature in Christ Jesus. Well, I want you to know, every day, every week, every month, every year, I'm a winging my way towards Jordan.
Yes,
because I'm going to meet the
King.
I'm going down every path that I travel, every message I preach, every prayer I say is a winging my way towards the Jordan.
Amen.
That's where you're really going to meet him.
Yep.
The doors of Jordan, you will die before you're born again. You can't come up and say, well, I just want, I can do better.
No.
That's not going to happen.
No.
Dying out's not an easy thing to do. Dying out's hard.
Yes.
That's the most spiritual, dreadful step I ever made in my life. I can to this day remember it.
Yes, sir.
That step. I can feel the conviction. What happened when this man came running down there and he met the King? He fell on his face before the King and he said, don't impute into me all this, for I know I have sinned. You know tonight that you sinned against God. I don't have to tell you who you are. You know.
Yes,
yes, sir.
No one had to tell me I was a drunk. I know what I was.
Yes.
I believe that's our problem today. We try to condemn way too many.
Yes.
We need to quit looking at them on for who they are and look at them for what they can be.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Right. All we got to do is get them to the King.
Yeah.
He's at the gate.
Yeah. Yes,
brother. Let them hear him.
Yeah.
He said, I know I have sinned. You know you've sinned. You're sitting here tonight just like a fish out of water.
Come on, yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah.
You hadn't even come in the beginning.
I tried.
You know, when I got saved, I went looking for him. I didn't have no clue. My grandpa had, he said, I'm going over here to meet you. You want to go? I was like, yeah, I'll go to meet you. I didn't have no idea what was going on. I walked in there and I met somebody a whole lot bigger than grandpa.
Amen.
I said, there's no way that man can make my heart do that. My whole body, my whole house was a trembling. You say, preacher, why does that happen? Have you ever read over there when the glory of God filled the house? The poor folks
Always
shaking and trembling. Because some holy had just come into some unholy.
Yes, sir. Bless you.
This is my church.
Yes, it is, my brother.
This is my offering place. My sacrifice.
Yes.
It's this. It ain't this. I'm glad when these get to come together and minister one to another and feed one another. But right here is the tabernacle of God.
Yes.
He said this. He said, hey, what you gonna build me? Seeing the heavens is my throne. And the earth is my pistol.
Yes.
You know, I'm glad on festival, you shake that dust off. I'm glad for the dusting of God.
Yeah.
He said, well, let me tell you what I'm going to look for. I'm going to look into a man that is of a broken heart and a contract spirit. That's what God's looking for tonight. He looking at our titles. He looking at our merits. He's looking for a broken heart and a contract spirit.
Yes.
So He can make His dwelling.
Yes.
Do you know what the definition of city is? It's not a multitude of buildings. It's a multitude of people. Are you in a city? His city's all over the world.
Yes.
He is eternal. You can't confine it down to one place. God's everywhere.
Yes.
God's city is living. Alive and well, and it needs to shed light to those around us.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. I see you said unto him, can't be hid. Let me ask you this, can you be hid? Can your light be hid? Oh, the brother preached it last night. Good as you can ask for. You can pretend. You can do the motions. You can walk it. You can say, you know, you can go to the store. Well, look right here. This right here is just as pretty as any flower you're going to buy. But it ain't never going to change. It ain't going to grow. It ain't going to wither. It ain't going to do nothing. You can be as pretty as it is can be. But there's no life at all in you.
Amen.
There's nothing in that. The only pleasure that gives us is the pleasure of the eye.
Yeah, that's it.
That's all. That's it.
That's right.
It don't make this building smell better. It don't have to be took care of. It don't have to be trimmed. It don't have to be watered. You know why it can't know that can happen? It can't grow. God put something in me in a year ago.
Yes, sir.
He's wanting it to grow.
Yes.
He's wanting it to grow.
Amen, Davis.
And I'm going to tell you, you better let the king back into his house. Because if you don't, listen, he told them not to kill Absalom. I'm going to tell them, I rode up there and seen him hanging in that tree. It wasn't Absalom's place to die right there. It was the king's place. But listen, Absalom killed him.
Yeah, sure did.
Drove him through. I believe the Bible says who God says his mouth. You know, your Absalom in the world is carrying a sack full of ox.
Yeah.
And there's only one thing in the Bible you're going to find that can handle them darts.
Yeah.
You can deck yourself with everything.
Yes.
But if you're not willing to get down and pick up that shield and put it in front of you, I'm about that shield, what you don't understand is when it's in front of you, you can see nothing.
That's right. Yeah. Brother, amen.
There is nothing you can see. You know you're in the battle. You can hear the battle. You can hear the roaring of the lion. You can hear the clinging of the metal. But you're walking one foot in front of the other, going forward. Because we walk by faith and not by sight.
Amen. God bless you, sir.
Sometimes in my life, brother, that's all I had.
Yeah.
Lord, I got such battles. I was took plumb to the bottom. And all I had was just to pick that shield up and to go pressing towards the mark. I pressed for that shield. Sometimes crawling with it in front of me. And I'd get up a little bit and press until the captain of the Lord's host appeared and took my battle. Glory to God.
Amen, brother. Bless you, Lord.
Press.
Yes.
Press. Oh, did the woman list your blood?
Yeah.
You could be sitting in here, sick in your sins. Yes. Get the pressure.
Yep.
Get the pressure. If I could only but touch.
Yeah.
The other night he touched. But she says, if I could only but touch.
Yeah.
We have a high priest that can be touched.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I could only but touch. I don't even need to touch his arm. I don't even have to have his whole garment. Even the dogs get the crumbs of hot.
That's right.
Yeah.
I don't need the whole loaf. Just give me the crumbs.
Yeah.
I don't need the whole garment. Just give me the If I can touch the hem. If I can but just touch the hem.
Yes, brother.
Yeah.
And she pressed.
Yeah.
She pressed. She pressed. How many of us have been pressing? How many of us have been pressing?
Come on,
you know, if you agree with me, we're in a spiritual warfare.
Yes.
I'm not in a fight with Brother Brian and Patterson's chapel.
No.
It blesses my soul to hear the good news that's going on over there. I'm not in a battle with you, Brother Harold.
No.
I don't know which brother's back here, but I ain't even in a battle with you.
That's right.
Because I've come to the conclusion, if y'all are doing well, it's going to help me press.
Yes, sir. Amen. Amen.
Have you ever seen footmen on the front line that had the shield of faith? You know what they did? Stand up here, man. Stand up here, Dean. They locked. They locked shield to shield. That way they could not be moved.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Amen, brother. Yes, sir. Bless the Lord.
I've been locked up with some men that I thank God for.
Yes.
And God further more into the family.
Yes.
You're locked up. The church as a whole
needs
to pick that shield up
and
walk it together and go forward.
Yes.
Amen.
God told Moses, said, what is the people doing standing at the Red Sea? Tell them to advance forward.
Yeah.
Lord, there's a sea in front of me.
Yeah.
And you know, I might swim a little, but I don't know if I'll make it. He said, well, if you stand still, what's the salvation of the Lord?
Yeah.
He sent a mighty wind to come over the whole house
and
blew on that sea. And divided that sea and ripped the moisture up off the ground.
Yeah.
And they went across there, a mighty army of God, across on dry ground.
Yes,
he said, move forward.
Yes.
I've always said this, if they would have hearkened to the voice of God, you would have read right there the first place anybody ever walked on water. When God says move, move.
Amen.
He tells the church to move, move.
Yes.
Sin, if he tells you to move, you better move.
Amen, Davis.
You don't know whether tomorrow's ever going to get here.
All right.
God has promised me many promises. He's promised you many promises in the Bible. But one thing that He made clear that He does not promise is tomorrow.
Amen. Yeah,
right.
Amen.
That's right. Save the day.
It's today.
Yes.
It's today.
Yes.
You're not promised tomorrow. And the Lord, our Master, Himself, I believe it was, He preached 13 more times about hell than He did heaven. And you don't hear of it no more. But I want you to know, they've been neighbors and neighbors' children. They've been people that sat in church, opened their eyes in that place that He preached about.
Amen. Yes, sir.
You will meet Him.
Yes.
Yes.
At Jordan.
Yes. Yes, sir.
You will meet Him. Brother, I walked down to the banks of Jordan, watched many a ship sail across that water. I couldn't go with it.
That's right.
Said our last words, our last goodbyes.
Yeah.
Couldn't go knowing I had my ticket. Couldn't go. But one day, I'm not going to walk for another.
Amen.
I'm going to wait down there myself.
Amen. Famous.
And I'm going to splash in them waters.
Yeah,
I'm going to splash in them waters.
Yeah,
till I hear that cooing of that dove.
Yes, brother.
Yeah.
And when He calls, brother, I'm going to answer. I'm going to cross that. And I promise you, lost or saved, you're going to answer that.
Yes.
Amen.
God's done everything for you. All He wants to know is how long. Why ain't you sent for the King to get back in His house? Let Him rule your life. Let Him give you work. Let Him take care of you. Let Him feed you and water you and nurse you. Let Him build for you a house.
Amen.
David said He wanted to build
the
house. God said, no, you can't. For you're a bloody man. You're a bloody man. We want to do things for God, and good intentions is very good. But it's not ours to build. We're bloody people. We're sinful people. We're sinful people. So God sent the architect. The one that could step out on nothing and hang. The one that made the circles. The one that made the shapes. The one that done it all. He sent that architect down here and said, I'm going to build for them a house. And it's in that ark that you're going to find your safety.
Yes.
Amen. Yes.
Bring it on. All visual sin. He's the true King. He's the King. He's the anointed one of God. He's the one that God anointed. We anointed this Absalom, and Absalom's dead. God anointed him. Get him back over here. Meet him at the Jordan. Meet him at the Jordan. Meet him down here. Get down here and say, Lord, I've sinned.
Yes, brother.
Your sin is against God.
Yes.
Yes.
Not me. You don't have to confess me now.
No. Amen.
If you did, I promise you, I probably wouldn't remember it no further than my vehicle last night.
Yeah, that's right. Amen.
But if you will confess it to Him,
yes.
The Bible said that He is faithful and just.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
To forgive.
Yes.
I said, if he only knew what manner of person that was down there washing his feet. He ain't no prophet. She's a filthy sinner.
Yeah.
He said, Simon, I got someone I want to say to you.
Yeah.
He said, you welcome me into your house. You not give me no water that I could wash my footstool.
Yeah.
You ain't give me no oil. You have not anointed my head or kissed me.
Yeah.
See this woman. See this woman.
That's right.
Yeah, bro.
Since she came in.
Yeah.
Since she came, you get what I tell you? Amen. Since she came in.
Yeah, brother.
Amen.
She has not ceased.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, brother. Amen.
From kissing my feet.
Yeah.
And her tears washing my feet, her hair. I'm trying him. Who's that? It's you. That's when you fall on the floor weeping and crying.
Yeah.
She ain't seen.
Amen.
Her much is forgiven.
Yes.
Much love.
Yes. Yes.
I've had people say, man, I can't handle him. He's loud. He's crazy. If you just know where I come from.
Yeah.
I was loud and crazy in the world. And this is my thoughts. If I give it all out there, I better give it all in here.
Yes, sir.
I know my voice is a weak man and my body's tired, but I give it every ounce of energy I can give it to because he's worth it. If I'm going to stand up and try to sing, I give it all.
Amen.
I'm going to pray, give it all.
Amen.
I'm going to preach, give it all. You better give it all of yourself.
Amen.
How long? Stand his feet, I'm done. How long? How long? How long? Church person. You're not where you need to be. How long? How long? You should know better.
Man,
you know better than that. Brother preached it last night. He knowed. He made it look good and all that, but he knowed every time it was ever asked. He might got a problem down in him was screaming, yes, you do.
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Right here in this altar. Right here. You're lost. How long before you going to let the king come back to his house?
Yes.
You know, when you come out of your mother's womb and you cried your first cry, he was there.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, he was.
He was there.
Yes.
He was there. Yes. Through your sins, you running off.
Yeah.
Or his holiness would have destroyed your life.
That's right. Yes, sir.
But now he's standing and saying, come.
Yes.
Come. The bride, the church, say, come.
Yes.
The Spirit, say, come.
Yes.
That's right. Whosoever will, let them come.
Yes, amen.
Let them come. Let them come.
Just let them come.
Yes.
Come. I'm going to tell you this. I would rather meet him in this altar right now than I would at Jordan.
Yes.
I would rather meet him right here before I met him at Jordan.
Yes.
You heard it a minute ago when we got to Jordan. That's a precious time for saints.
Yes.
I believe the closer you get, the more I learn how you long to get over that.
Yes, absolutely.
But if you don't know Him, and you never had part in this first resurrection right here,
tell us, tell Him.
When He goes to call, and you're going to scream, no.
Yes.
No, don't take me.
Yeah.
Don't take me.
Yeah.
Don't take me. He don't want in your front living room. He wants from the foundation to the rooftop.
Yes, that's right.
Yes. He don't want in your just pretty place. He wants in your worst room.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
He wants to get in there and straighten it up on him.
Yeah.
We'll let him in. You just stay right there on Sundays and leave me alone through Monday through Saturday and I'll be all right.
No,
I can handle you on Sunday, but not the rest of the week.
That's right, brother.
Don't move in on my fishing, my hunting, or my sports playing. Don't get in there.
Yeah.
Let's just keep you on Sunday morning at church. You stay up there at the church house.
Yeah. Amen, brother.
Yes,
sir.
He's not going to go for that.
No, he won't.
You know what he's going to start doing? He's going to start taking shingle by shingle. He's going to go line by line.
Yeah.
Precept by precept.
Yeah.
Here a little and there a little.
Yeah.
And he'll set the plummet to the line.
Yes.
And he'll tear that house down to the ground. And he'll put a chief, a cornerstone, a firm foundation in it. And then he'll start building it back. Line by line.
Yes, sir.
Precept by precept.
Yes.
Here a little, there a little.
Yes. Yes.
And he'll build for you a house.
Yes.
Come. I know there's more in here that needs to come. 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 Come on.